On October the 7th at 6:30 a.m., as Israelis were wrapping up the seven-day-long Jewish festival of Sukkot on Saturday, the horrifying sounds of sirens echoed across Israel. Thousands of missiles launched into the country by the Hamas militant group from Gaza straight through the sky and began raining down on indiscriminate targets, sparking terror and leaving hundreds of bodies in the streets of cities and buildings decimated. The surprise attack came just after sunrise on what Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu would describe as a dark day for his country. October the 7th marks also an important feast day for us Catholics, the Feast of the Holy Rosary, and the Church dedicates the month of October to the Rosary, that simple but beautiful prayer filled with holy power. The Rosary offers us a great weapon in spiritual battle. After the Mass, no other prayer has been encouraged so regularly by the Church. Our Lady, across many of her apparitions, asks us to pray it every day. Now, was it a coincidence that the attack occurred on the Feast of the Holy Rosary? Or was it heaven's way of reminding us that we haven't been paying much attention to the Fatima warnings? Since the Rosary itself was stressed by the Blessed Mother as a key to peace that would prevent future wars from happening. During her 1917 apparitions, amidst the unfolding of World War I, Our Lady of Fatima indicated to Sister Lucia that there was something special she had to do to stop the war. At the same time, she said that if we do not do what she advised, another worse war would come. While these warnings have clear historical context, advice is essential at all times, especially when the world witnesses impending war. This is what Our Lady revealed. While Mary discussed many things with the children, the message of Our Lady of Fatima can be summarized with three invitations. Number one, let Mary guide you to lasting happiness. Number two, get spiritually healthy with penance and reparation. And the most important, learn to pray the Rosary, the prayer that can change the world and stop wars. The message is simple and practical, yet it is profound and life-changing. Pray my Psalter and teach it to your people that prayer will never fail. With these words, Our Lady entrusted Saint Dominic in the 13th century to spread the devotion of praying the Rosary among the faithful. Indeed, since then, the devout praying of the Rosary has proven to be most efficacious, and nowhere is this more dramatically illustrated than during the events leading up to the Battle of Lepanto in 1571. In 1917, during the course of her 6 appearances to the 3 shepherd children at Fatima, the first of which occurred on May the 13th, Our Lady conveyed messages of prayer, repentance, self-sacrifice, reparation, and peace. She also encouraged them to pray the Rosary, even calling herself the Lady of the Rosary. Her messages then were timely for a weary, war-ravaged world, but they are just as relevant today. At the time of the Fatima apparitions, and well into the late 20th century, the world was under the assault of communism, which attempted to eradicate religion from public and even private life. Today, that assault comes from secularism, undermining the sanctity of life and embracing a culture of death, forcing God out of the public square by eliminating all religious influences, by attacks on Christian morality and the family. The list just goes on. At the time of the Fatima apparitions, mankind had largely turned away from God, living not only in the world, but off the world. Thus, Our Lady repeatedly called for prayer and offering sacrifices in reparation for sin. And so, it is today, by subscribing to the false promises of secularism, people embrace the things of this world, becoming indifferent and rejecting prayer and penance and sacrifice, leaving no room for Jesus in their lives. The chaos, strife, and division in the world today is, as St. John Paul called it, the greatest spiritual battle in the Church's 2,000-year history. However, at Fatima, Our Lady promised peace if we do as she asks. It will bring us closer to Jesus, the source of the peace the world cannot give. Mary also indicated the means by which we can achieve this, by praying the Rosary for peace, offering those prayers and sacrifices in reparation for the sins and indifference that offend our Eucharistic Lord, and in promoting the first 5 Saturdays devotion. Aside from the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the Rosary is the most powerful weapon in our arsenal. Our Lady told the shepherd children, the Rosary can stop wars, bring world peace, and convert sinners. If we comply with Our Lady's request to pray the Rosary in sufficient numbers, she told the children, and all of us today, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. Let us heed Our Lady of Fatima's words so that she will hasten a promise of peace through the triumph of her Immaculate Heart.